Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining in. I'm your host, Micah Cote. Join us every week or two as we continue to draw closer to the Lord through stories, historical figures, Bible studies, and more. Again, these five episodes coming out this week are based on my sermon, Love Becomes. There's a link that you can find that sermon if you haven't heard it. And that sermon is largely based on the last episode, episode 10, which is Irina. So these five devotionals are based off of Irina. If you haven't checked those out, please do. And you can check out more information by going to our website, salvationandstuff.com or salvationandstuff.simplecast.com. And with that out of the way, let's dive into today's episode. Have you ever been in a difficult place in your life and needed to share what's on your heart, what's on your mind? You not only needed just a comforter, but someone who could really relate to what you're dealing with. And then you go to someone and that person seems to be just indifferent. It's a huge letdown. Or maybe the person that you go to isn't indifferent. He or she really does care and love us, but for whatever reason, they cannot relate. At no fault of their own, they just haven't experienced what we have experienced, and so they can only offer so much help and so much of comfort that we need. They just can't sympathize. I'm sure we've all had situations like that. And the great news of Jesus becoming a man is that as we looked in our last episode, a number of reasons why Jesus became a man. One, he had to fulfill prophecy. Two, Jesus had to shed his blood. Three, Jesus became the second Adam to reverse the works of the first Adam. And then lastly, what we're going to talk about today, when Jesus became a man, he became our sympathetic high priest. And in Jesus, we have someone who was tempted in all ways that we were. And not only that, but because Jesus actually never sinned, he knows how to overcome sin. Jesus is our sympathetic high priest. He is the perfect person to go to in all of our struggles and all of our weaknesses. Not only can he relate because he became a man and was tempted in all ways that we were, but he can offer us a way out. He knows how to get out of temptation, and he knows how to help us in our weaknesses. And not only that, it's not a burden for him to help us. He desires and longs for us to come to him. Unlike most people where, you know, sometimes it's a burden to help somebody out, Jesus did what he did. He became what he became for us, that we would intentionally and continually go to him with our problems. He became our sympathetic high priest. And Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2:5, he says, "There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." Paul, in the book of 1 Timothy, starts to paint this picture of who Jesus was, that he is the one mediator between man and God. And the Jewish people would have recognized this because they had priests who were serving the people, but they also had a high priest who was really viewed as the one intercessor, the go-between, the reconciler between man and unapproachable God, sinful man and holy God. And even in other religions at the time, there was a person or a priest that served as a mediator between the people and their God or their God. So people would have known, exactly what Paul was talking about. But the Jewish high priest, no matter how holy or righteous he was, he had to offer sacrifices for his own sins. And Paul's, or the writer of Hebrews says this in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 3. It says, "This is why he, the earthly high priest, has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. In Jesus, there is no, he has no sacrifice for his own sins. He became the sacrifice for us because of our sins. The author of Hebrews also continues in the chapter 2 of Hebrews. It says, for this reason, he's talking about Jesus, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. In verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. So we have these great truths, and they should evoke some sort of emotion in us, something that would, something that should move us into an action. And Hebrews chapter 4 states what that is. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16, the author says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Verse 16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. A few things that we can quickly draw from this. One, Jesus can help us when we're being tempted. When is the last time that we have called out to Jesus to help us in a time of temptation, knowing that he's experienced it and he has overcome it? Secondly, because Jesus became our high priest, we are to hold firmly to the faith. Continue to hold fast to Jesus. It's hard to hold fast to somebody in whom we can't relate to and whom he can't relate to us. But because he became a man and because he became a high priest, we're called to hold fast to the faith. And lastly, because Jesus is our high priest, we are called to approach God with confidence in order to receive mercy and grace in a time of need. And if you're like me, that time of needing grace and mercy is fairly consistent. And that's just a nice way of saying I need grace and mercy all the time. Thanks for listening. Please tune in tomorrow for the last of the Love Becomes devotionals. I hopefully see you then. Thanks again. Bye.